Hachette Audio presents Access All Areas, Stories from a Hard Rock Life, written and read by Scott Ian. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF with bonus material. Dedication. For Pearl and Revel. I've been waiting my whole life for who came home today. You came in shining all this light so I could find my way. Now I can't wait to live this life you give. I'm not afraid. Thank you for this beautiful lyric, Pearl. It mirrors my heart. You are my life, my love, my family. Chapter 1. Bald of Confusion. Hi, my name is Scott, and I play in a band called Anthrax. I know you know who I am. You wouldn't be listening to this book right now if you didn't. I just don't like to assume that you do because I feel like that would be kind of a dick move and lame to just assume that people know who I am. Like when people come up to me and say, "Hi, my name is so-and-so, and I'm a really big fan." And then when we shake hands, I always say my name as well. If I was to just stand there staring back at them with a jerk attitude thinking, "Why, yes, of course you're a big fan and know who I am, and I'm not even going to recognize you as a human being by introducing myself," that would be really shitty. Imagine if I were walking down the street and happened to see Angus Young and said, "Oh my God, it's Angus Young! It's really nice to meet you! I fucking love you and AC/DC so much! My name is Scott, how are you?" And he just said, "Uh-huh." Like I'm supposed to know who he is. I'd be thinking, "I love you, Angus Young, but you're kind of a dick." For the record, I've never met Angus. He's my hero, and he could probably put a cigarette out on my arm, and I'd still pee my pants meeting him. So I don't assume. I don't expect that everybody knows who I am, even though I have to say I know I have a recognizable head. Bald, heavy-browed, very beardy. Recognizable. And apparently very confusing. I get it. I've been on TV. You may have been flipping channels late one night and glimpsed my face as you passed VH1, and it made an impression. And then you see me somewhere in public and are thinking, "It's that guy from that thing. I know him from somewhere. I know him."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?